Yeah, sure. I think this time of the year, we're always sort of reminded, just even, you know, I was reminded walking from my apartment 2 days ago because the weather seemed to shift a little bit and it feels a little bit more like fall, but beautiful, sunny. And my apartment is two blocks from the Freedom Tower. And so I was reminded at that point, but this time of the year, we always, you know, prepare to, you know, to remember. And, you know, for the guys that were a part of the experience with me with the Mets, especially, I know that we'll never forget, but I think it's great. And I think we have a duty and I think a responsibility. And I'm proud of this organization for making sure that other people never forget.
Those days after you guys resumed playing and you guys wore the hats to honor all the different organizations around the city, do you remember what those conversations were like with Major League Baseball? That way they understood why that was so important for you guys to continue to honoring everybody that was involved with 9/11?
Yeah, I mean, that's an ironic part of the history of this, because what started with me trading Mets hat and my first visit to Ground Zero with a police officer and saying, hey, I'd love to wear this, just in solidarity, really, not even in memoriam. It was his own hat. And then the guys collectively thought that this would be a great idea. Jay and the organization supported that, and so we were able to get hats for everybody that we, you know, would wear in our first game back, which was in Pittsburgh, not necessarily here in New York. So, you know, the commissioner's office sent a memo, essentially, and I was the player rep, so a lot of this stuff went through me, and I was the one quoted afterwards, but it was the sentiment of us collectively saying that this was a violation of the uniform code, and we were not allowed to wear the hats, and please cease and desist, and so on. To which I think I was quoted as saying, if they don't think we're going to wear them, you can come try to take them off our heads, or something to that effect. But it was really just a collective sentiment from the guys, and felt like, especially resuming play away from New York, knowing what we are just leaving behind in New York, made us feel a little bit more connected to the city. And I thought that was the relevance of it. So, you know, we've all collectively kissed and made up with the commissioner's office. And, you know, I've had some really, really interesting conversations about all of the inner dynamics that took place at that point. And that's something that I'll get to tell that story again, you know, in the near future.
I'm curious of the reaction that you get from firefighters now, because I'm sure very few of them were on the job at 9/11. Some might not have even been born. But what is the reaction when you go to visit the house?
Well, even if somebody doesn't know who I am or who or me personally, any affiliation with the Mets from the firefighters usually has a very, very positive reaction. And that could be a firefighter that's a lifelong dyed-in-the-blood Yankee fan, and from, you know, their family history, it doesn't matter. They recognize the effort and the difference that was made by the Mets during that time. And it's one of the great things that I still get out of visiting firehouses and having friends in the department and being a part of, not just on 9/11, but year-round, being a part of that community. I feel like I've been sort of indoctrinated as a surrogate member of their family, which I think is a testament to what the Mets did in that time immediately following and since.
We teased it a little bit there. Can you talk about the doc at all and what it's going to entail?
Yeah, sure. I am going to be executive producing a 25th year anniversary documentary with a great production company, Village Roadshow, and some other, you know, surprise directors and partners. But the genesis of it, obviously, is a way to look back 25 years later, which is a significant milestone, but also a more detailed, in-depth look at not just the Mets, but baseball as a whole and the impact that that baseball as a whole had on the healing of a city and a country at a time where everybody was not really sure where to look.